Okay, we are ready to roll. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tuesday Night Torah. We are in Parshas Toldos, and let's get rolling. Here we go. So we are picking it up towards the real. Let's call it the denouement of the story, right? The exciting part of the story. I will do a screen share with us. Okay. And that is here, Perek Kaf Zayin, chapter 27, verse 1, Pasuk Aleph. Vayihi ki zaken Yitzchak, vatichena einav mirot. So Yitzchak became older. And his eyes began to dim. Vatichena einav mer'ot. He had trouble seeing. Vayikrat Esav b'no ha'gadol. Vayomer elav b'ni. Vayomer elav hineni. Okay, so there's a lot going on here. We need to try to unpack a little bit. Here we go. So, first of all, is Yitzchak so old here? And the answer is, if you look in the Mefarshim, the answer is no. He's not that old. He's actually not older than his. He's like younger than his father Avraham was, and his father seemed to have had his full vigor, and he clearly he doesn't. So something's going on, and apparently Yaakov was much older. He also didn't get he wasn't blinded. Oh, we'll see in a moment. There's a kind of a different languages, but so Yitzchak's not that old, okay? So he starts going blind. What's weird about this phrase is why does it say batichena einav? So his eyes grew dim, but why does it say merot? It should just say batichena einav. What does it mean? Vatichena einav merot. His eyes grew weak from seeing. Also a weird one. And then he calls his son Esav to bless him, right? It's a big moment. Bini vayomer elav hineni. This language is actually the same language as anyone? Yeah, Jeff, you got it? I know what you're going to say. It's the same language as the Akedah, as the binding of Isaac. Exactly, right? Vayomer elav bini, vayomer elav hineni, right? Or it's really the opposite. What you find is Yitzchak as they're heading up. There you go, exactly, right? There's the here I am that Avram has, right? About going ahead to wanting to do it, but when they're talking, and they're heading up the mountain, and Yitzchak is like noticing, like, hey, where's the animal? He says, Avi, my father, and then Avram answers, Hineni bni, right? I'm here, my son. Very interesting. Something going on. So something really important, a big moment happening. Clearly the Torah is setting the stage, but also I think the people themselves are setting the stage. Yitzchak is not that old, but the fact that his eyes grow dim, quote unquote, which we'll talk about, whatever this means, right? That he's blinded, it adds to his feeling of thinking about his own mortality. And when you think about your, it's like, ooh, wait, my eyes are starting to go, right? It's like when you start having to use reading glasses, and then you start, Chani's kind of shaking her head, right? And then, you have your Israeli dancing, and all of a sudden, oh, my hip starts hurting, and I need it, and I have to, Baruch Hashem, Chani's back. She's back. But that's what happens, right? The older we get, we start thinking, about our lives. We're thinking about our mortality. And when we think about our mortality, what do we think about then? We think about our children. We think about, right, the next generation. We think about passing it on. And that's the reason why. It's like one to the other to the other. Ki zaken Yitzchak. Yitzchak's not that old here, but, right, he's not on his deathbed, right? It's not like a Yaakov story where you know how Yaakov's on his deathbed. That's not what's going on here, right, when he gives a bracha to his children. He's not on his deathbed. But he's feeling old. Why? Because his eyes are starting to go. And he starts thinking about his own mortality. And says, ooh, it's time for me to bless my children. I got to do this. But so that's like sort of one layer. There's a lot of layers in this. That's one layer. But we're gonna get on to the next layer. So before we move to the Kliyakar, I actually want to see two other Mefarshim first. Okay, one Rashi, straight up Rashi. Here we go. Rashi, Vatichena, Be'ashnan Shel Elu. So Vatichene Nav Merot, he starts to have trouble seeing why, because there were these daughters-in-law of Esav that were burning incense or bringing korbanot to idols. Here, we'll see. I'll show you. 1 second. 26. Hold on. Let's get the very end of this pasuk. It says at the end of that, at the very end of this perek. Here, Vaisa Esav ben Arba'im Shana. Esav is 40. He takes a woman. Vayikach Isha et Yehudit bat Be'eri Achiti. That Basmat bat Elon Achiti. He marries these two women, Hittite women. Vatiena Moras Ruach liYitzchak uLeRivka. And they were a source of bitterness, moras ruach. They were bitterness, right? Bitter spirit to Yitzchak and Rivka. Why? What happened? Well, says Rashi, they were bringing a korbanot to avodah zarah, right? Which is obviously not something that we're a fan of. Okay, here, yeah. Oh, beautiful, beautiful, Jeff, beautiful. We're going to see that. We're going to see that in the text. But Yashikoch, as we say, Baruch Shekivanta. Blessed are you for you were able to, what's the word? A good word for it, right? You were able to understand, but really know, where we're going. Okay. So here, you see the Rashi right here that says, they were Shayu Ovdot Avodah Zarah. Right, they were worshiping Avodah Zarah. They, and there was like, they were again burning incense for idolatrous purposes. Fatichena be'ashnan shelelu in there, because of the smoke of these women, he started losing, right? The smoke was getting in his eyes. Technically, right? We're gonna get to Jeff soon, to Jeff's concept. Davar acher. Famous, a famous medrash. I was waiting for someone to bring it up. When he was on the mizbeach, when he's on the altar, he's about to be slaughtered. Right? What happened? Right. But osa shah niftechu hashamayim, the heavens opened. The ro malachei hashareis, and the angels were crying by bochim. The angels were crying. There's a beautiful, I think it's a Chagall painting, right? Or there's a beautiful, like, rendering of, like, the angel crying over, an Avram's, Now, I guess there are a bunch of renderings of this, but, where, and a tear, the Yardu di Moseim v'naflu aleinu, and the teardrops went into his eyes. The Fichach Koeinu, therefore, his eyes were dim. Okay, what? Like, seriously? What? Like, wait a minute. Were his eyes dim all the time? What? How come he didn't go blind right away? Was it like disappearing ink? Like it went in, it disappeared, and then it like reappeared later in his life? Like what's pshat? What is the medrash? Obviously, this medrash is meant to tell us something. I know, Rabbi Klinger has a Monday and Thursday class and on WhatsApp on Midrashic Mysteries, right? There's something going on here. It's not just what meets the eye. Pardon the pun. Oh, uh-huh. Davar acher, kedei she Yitol Yaakov Zabrachos, another reason, perhaps so that Yaakov can get the blessings. So what's interesting about this Rashi, we're going to get back to it, but hold on to it, because sometimes, you know, when it says Dabar Acher, it means, you know, that they're mutually exclusive. Either it's the fire, the smoke of these women, or it's the angel crying, or it's so that God wanted to make things so that, the episode would play out, you know, as we want it to, and Yaakov would be able to get the brachos, and he could trick his father, and so on and so forth. But other times, when it says davar acher, it doesn't necessarily mean, you know, either or. It actually could mean one building on the other. And we're going to see how that proves true in this case, okay? All right, so let's go back, and we're going to see the Sforno. Says the Sforno. Fatichena enough. So the Sforno already starts giving us, I'm building up to the Kli Yakar, which we'll be able, you know, be able to tie everything together. By the way, Jeff, the word I was looking for, you were able to divine the right answer. Batichena Einav. Kemosha Karla Eli. Oh, it's like what happened to Eli. Remember Eli, the Kohen Gadol, Eli, the high priest who had bad children? He had these two bad children. Right, this is in Shmuel's time. Shmuel, Samuel the prophet, Shmuel Hanavi. Oh, I see. Little Goldberg. He knows. I see it. That Goldenberg. I apologize, little Goldenberg. Eli had these two bad children. They were like extorting women. They were harassing women. Maybe even worse. Terrible. Right after they had children, they're bringing their korbanot, and they were harassing them, doing things to the. Not good, not good at all. Stealing from them. So Eli, he didn't say anything. Velo shelo micha bevanav. He didn't admonish his children. Kamro velo chahabahem. He didn't say anything to them. Venamar bove enav kamu velo yuchalir ot. And then it says that like he couldn't see. So interesting. Eli went blind too, huh? Okay, and he also had children that were behaving improperly, right? Sounds a little like Yitzchak and Esav, right? Esav was a child who acted improperly, and yet, you know, also Esav went blind. And he says, this didn't happen to Avraham, v'Yaakov, and it didn't happen to Yaakov, shayu yoter zekeinim, mima shahaya Yitzchak az, u'mima shahaya Eli. And he says, right, if you look at the chronology of it, Abraham and Yaakov at the same age of Yitzchak at this moment in his life, they didn't lose their sight, right? It's genetic, maybe, right? I mean, like, they were fine. But Avram ksid by Yosef Abraham. By Avraham, it says, right, we know, right, Avram had trouble, right? He's 99 years old, right? And he has the bris, and at 100, he has the Yitzchak. And then it says after Esav dies, he goes ahead and remarries. And has more children. Like, he just keeps going, right? Vayikach isha ubi Yaakov, vayikach isha, and he gets remarried and so on and so forth. Ubi Yaakov, and Yaakov, Jacob, im kol tzarotav u'dma'od einav, with all of the troubles that he had, right? He lost Rachel, he lost Yosef for 22 years. K'tiv vayar Yisrael et b'nei Yosef, it says, Israel, Yaakov, saw the children of Joseph. Even though he saw with COVID, sounds familiar? He saw with COVID? He saw with COVID, right? It was hard for him to see. Kamro v'enei Yisrael kabdu mizoken, as it says, that his eyes were heavy from old age. Ba'ofen shlo ikira tzmuna pratit. Fine, he couldn't see very clearly. Right, meaning he could see, but maybe it was hard for him to see faces unless they were really up close. He could still see. He didn't go blind. So what's happening here? Something deeper is going on. And this brings us to what Jeffrey was mechaving to. Let's see the Kli Yakar. That was all a build up to our Kli Yakar. Here we go. Vayihi ki zaken Yitzchak. And it was that Yitzchak was older. לפי שלוש ענבה בימים משמע, שאור שכלו היה הוליך וגובר כדרך זקני תלמידי חכם, שאור שכלם הוסיף והולך ביותר לעת זקנתם. He says, it doesn't say, right, by Avraham it says, ואברהם זקן בא בימים. We'll see the pasuk in a moment. It's actually, some people have the minhag after a halal on Rosh Chodesh, which was today. Chodesh Tov, everyone. Month of Kislev. See the light. At the end of Halal, there's a custom to say that pasuk. V'Avraham zaken baba yamim, and Abraham was old, coming in days, right? With he came with his days, was old, advanced in age and whatever with his days. V'Avraham b'yachad Avraham kol, and Hashem b'yachad Avraham kol, and God blessed him with everything. Okay, why does it say baba yamim over there? Because baba yamim means that or sichlo ya holich v'gober. He was told intellectually. He was sharp as a tack. He was all there. Baba Yamin. He was there. He was there. He was with it. Up to the moment, right? Baba Yamin. Literally up to the day, up to the moment, he knew what was going on. Okay? He says, but it doesn't say that here. Vayi kizaken Yitzchak. Yitzchak's just old. What does that mean? What is that telling us? Ukilu heim ba'im min ha'leilot el tochei minkav frankivor. Okay. Alkein amar kan. Eitzel Yitzchak. Shafilu le'ed ziknato, tichena ein sichlo mirod betachbulotav betachbulot esav. Says the Kli Yakar. He goes even further than Jeffrey goes, and he says, you know what? The old man's lost the step. What he says. He's losing it a little bit. I hate saying it this way. About Yitzchak. When it says, yes, he was older, but unlike his father, Abraham, tichena ein sichlo, his mind grew dim. The eye of his mind was dim. His mind's eye was dim to see the shenanigans of Esav. I always picture Esav, you know, I guess, oh, the people at your age, people this age, you could understand if I spoke to like teenagers, they wouldn't get it. I always picture Esav as like an Eddie Haskell type. Remember Eddie Haskell from Leave It to Beaver, right? Oh, hi, Mrs. Cleaver. You look wonderful today, right? And then he's up to no good, right? I always picture Esav like that, right? That it was very clear that he was up to no good. And by the way, it could be that it was even worse, that it was literally in front of Yaakov's, in front of Yitzchak's face. But he just wasn't sharp. He didn't get it. He was missing something. And that, this is unbelievable. The Kli Yakar is saying this. Not some, by the way, some like modern, you know, scholar, academic, by the way, Yitzchak, you know, he lost it. No, and we're not saying, God forbid, Yitzchak, you know, was, you know, there are people who say Yitzchak was real his whole life. He had developmentally disabled. No, we're not saying that. And, you know, nothing against having a developmental disability, but they're just saying like he lost a step, because if he was able to fully comprehend what was going on, he would know that Esav was Eddie Haskell or worse, but he didn't get it. Sharei Tavo, Vayasavar Shu Tzadik. He made a grave mistake, and he thought that Esav was righteous. Kilo Hirgish B'Rama Uto. He wasn't able to recognize his trickery, his shenanigans, right? He's playing games with him. Alkein lo nemar baba yamin. That's why it doesn't say, and Yitzchak was old, baba yamin. It just says he was old. Ki adarava, because it's the opposite. Halach hashechim. He was dark. It was getting darker for him. He was dim, right? Dim is intellectually dim. Ve'ein noga, lirope maroda amet. He didn't have that, you know, he wasn't sort of illuminated, right, to know what was really happening. Binyanei hanagas Esav b'no, in the way that his son Esav was acting. V'ulai shel zeh pirish Rashi v'tichena be'ashnan shel elu. And he says maybe that's why Rashi explains it and says, oh yeah, his eyes dimmed from the smoke. It's not physically the smoke. Could we imagine for a moment that Yitzchak saw these girls, right, who were Hittites, right? I mean, they're idolatrous anyways, and that they're, you know, bringing their idolatrous sacrifices in front of him, and he didn't admonish them. He didn't say, stop it. Right? His father Abraham didn't allow Avodah Zarah, idolatry, into his home. For sure, Yitzchak, was worried about, such things as well. So, sorry, 1 second. He says, no. They totally knew. Yitzchak knew that they were sacrificing things. Al kein amar miad achar vatziana moras ruach li Yitzchak Rivka. He thought that they were maktirim l'shamayim. He thought that they were bringing sacrifices or incense, what offerings, to not to their gods, not to idolatry, to God, to Hashem. And that's why it says right afterwards that this was like a bitter pill to swallow. It's like, they were very, it was a very source of bitterness to Yitzchak and Rivka. And then it says the next pasuk right after that, that Yitzchak was getting older and his eyes grew dim. Shelo yerucham nocha mima'aseihem. They weren't excited about what they were doing. Ke'afal pisha amru shehem ekatos l'shamayim. Because even though they were at Eddie Haskelling him too, and they were like, oh, no, we're, oh, yeah, the incense? Oh, yeah, that's not to Baal. That's not to the, Hittite god. That's to, your god, of course. Mikol makom lo yerucham nocha mima'aseihem. They just felt like, I don't know. Really? They harbored suspicions about them. Let's put it that way. Ki chashdum shema hem mefalgim akorban ideas. Maybe they are doing the right thing, but I don't know. Maybe, they might be thinking about their other gods and stuff like that. So it bothered them. Vashikaza maras ruach kai al ruach shel Yitzchak v'Rivka. O kai al maktiros kulai b'rucham b'kirbam. Fine. Okay. So therefore it says, therefore right afterwards it says that his eyes grew dim, that not only was Yitzchak fooled by Esav, he was even fooled by Esav's by his daughters-in-law, by Esav's wives, like Nebuch, like double, right? Fool me once, fool me twice, right? Like Nebuch, right? Shame on me. That's what's going on. He he was mistaken over what was going on with their smoke. Okay? And then why does it say Meraot? Remember we said, Meraot, right? His eyes grew dim from seeing. Mashaamar Meraot, Shaniram Yutar, Elavada Shilakah Garam La Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kihuye Naim Kideshlo Yirek, Kalosab Matiras Lavodazara. So basically, he says, yeah, Hashem like made it so that, yes, he intellectually he wasn't all with it, and he was being fooled, and it was sad, and Hashem wanted to make it. He made him blind so that he wouldn't be like doubly embarrassed, right? Because he's already right, like, so okay, I'll make it that he can't see in this way. He won't feel as bad. Let's put it that way, right? That not only is his son Esav fooling him, but even his daughters-in-law, right? He want to spare him the tzaros. Okay. So what I want to do now is, right, and we know this is how, Yaakov goes and steals brachos and so on and so forth, right? That's what's going on here. Right, so not only that, Hashem, took away, so like he didn't want him to see his daughters-in-law, but also he didn't want him to be able to see, so that yes, he's going to give it to Esav, but Yaakov would go ahead and steal it. Okay, fine. Very nice. So that's that. That is the Kliyakar. Again, just to reiterate, saying Yaakov lost step, right? That intellectually he wasn't all there, and he couldn't really see. And that stuff, Tichene Inav, is not really blind. It's a double entendre, okay? He's saying, yeah, he got blind. He was blinded. Hashem made him, blinded him so that he wouldn't see what was going on with the girls and with Esau. But it was happening already. And then Hashem, sort of blinded him as an act of mercy. Okay. I'm going to go back to Rashi. Okay. And what I'm going to do is, I see, Adam, I see you sent me a message. I don't understand the question, but you could send me a text or an email with it. Okay. Thank you. So let's go back. Let's look at the middle one. He's on the Mizbeach. He's on the altar. It's funny. The Kliyakar skips this answer. He goes to the Rashi about the smoke, and he goes to the Rashi about Yaakov taking the brachos. What about the middle one? So the middle one, he's on the altar. The angel sees, right? Heaven's open. Avram's got his knife up there, and he's about to kill Yitzchak. And the angel starts crying. And a tear goes into Yitzchak's eye. And only now is it like manifest. Does it manifest itself? What's really happening? So this is me. It's my own pshat. And I think it's as follows. It's a little bit psychological, but I think it makes sense. Avraham was told that he had to make a choice. Avraham was told that he needed to slaughter his son. He needed to, right? And in Yitzchak's mind, well, if Avram's getting rid of me, well, then I guess maybe Yishmael's going to be back in. I remember Yishmael getting sent away. Maybe he's back in the grace. And we know that he came back into their lives. So now, what's happening for Yitzchak? Yitzchak is traumatized, right? He would be traumatized, I would think, right? Any one of us, if our parents took us up and picked up a knife and and was going to kill, right? Even if it's for God, right? As much as the Medrash, it's beautiful. The Torah says beautiful, and the Medrash paints this beautiful picture of perfect faith. And it was perfect faith, but it's also human faith. It's also human faith. And Yitzchak is emotionally scarred. Yitzchak is emotionally traumatized. As we discussed, did we discuss this last week? That Yitzchak never returns, right? You don't find him coming back from the mountain. Again, what does that mean, right? He's traumatized, right? Right. Yeah, we did. We learned it, in terms of, right, the first time Yitzchak appears in Chayesar, he doesn't even appear at his own, mother's funeral, Nebuch. And the first time you see him, like, he's traveling to this place and he's drawing spirituality and he goes back and forth. He's looking for something. Yitzchak's traumatized. Okay. And when does that trauma play out? The trauma of the Akedah plays out the most when it comes to seeing both of his children. Dad, say Hashem, I don't want to get rid of one of my kids. I want both of them in the game. I don't want to, you told him to send you Shmuel. Shmuel came back. And then you want to kill me. I can't do it. I'm not going to do what my dad did to me. How many times do we say that to ourselves, right? I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it. I'm going to be different. Okay. No offense to dads, right? Sometimes our stuff in our life, right? I'm not going to do it. Hashem, it's time for me to bless my kids. Esav. Yeah, he's got issues. Yeah, he's a wild kid. Maybe I should, put him on medication or something, I guess they didn't have it back then. He's a wild kid. By the way, he does have an ADHD profile. My kids, I have several children who have ADHD, Baruch Hashem. And thank God, right? Thank God. But what am I going to do? I'm not going to sell him out. Does Yaakov deserve the, of course Yaakov deserves the brachah. You know what? I'm going to choose, there's a river in Egypt. What do they call it? Denial, exactly. I'm going to choose, thank you, Jeff. You're on top of your game tonight. I'm going to choose denial, right? It's hard. I just don't want to go there. I'm not going to look. Just not going to look, and I'm going to see the good, and I'm going to hope, and I'm going to pray. And that's what's going on. Now look at this Rashi. It's going to blow your mind. Vashnan shele'ilu. Vatichena, his eyes grew dim. Why? Oh, nevach. Not only is Esav, now Esav marries, he can't do anything right. Oh my God. But you know what? I'm going to blind myself. I'm going to go with it. I'm going to blind myself to what's happening. I don't want to see it. Even in his own family, his wives are doing avodah zarah. I don't want to see it. I'm not going to see it. The next part, you know why I'm not going to see it? You know why I'm not going to see Esav's actions, his wife's actions? You know why? Because I went through enough at the Akedah. I remember what dad tried to do to me. It didn't feel good. I don't want to do it to my kid. Therefore, he dimmed his eyes. Who? Who? Yitzchak dimmed his own eyes and maybe played dumb and made dumb, right? Almost taking the Kliyakar. Was he missing a step? He wanted to miss a step. In this, I don't want to see it. Davar Acher, finally, and why did all of this play out the way it did? Why did all this play out the way it did? This takes us back even to the Akedah. Right? Why does it play out this way? What did Hashem want? Kidei sheyitol Yaakov es habrachos. Hashem wanted, this is the end, this is that last, the last one, the last phrase in Rashi. Hashem wanted Yaakov to take the blessings. Yaakov was wonderful. He was an ishtam yoshevo alim. He was a good little boy. He's sitting there like you're sitting there on the chair, Mr. Goldenberg, and you're learning beautifully with your father. Yaakov was like that. But you know what? Sometimes Yaakov needs to act like a Yisrael. Yaakov needs to come and grab it. I got to do it. I got to get that bracha. Even though Esav's supposed to get it, I'm going to get it. Why? Hashem wanted Yaakov to do it. Yaakov needed to do that for his own development, for his own personal sense of actualization, of fulfillment. Well, how is that made possible? Through Yitzchak's trauma and his willful blindness on Esav, reminding himself of what happened back at the Akedah so that a Yaakov Avinu could go ahead and take what was his and grow and become the person he was meant to be, both in terms of his passive nature and his active nature. Because sometimes life requires us litol, to take the blessings when they're there. We should all be zoche, we should all merit to see, as we've talked about before, see Hashem in everything we do. Understand that there's a pattern. There are things going on. To see the good in our children. To see the good in our grandchildren. To see the good in the people around us. To not allow ourselves to be blinded by things that have happened to us in the past. Because when we do, right, we're shackled to those things. But to not allow ourselves to be blinded to those things. And allow ourselves to take the blessing that's there for us, right? When there's simcha, we should go and grab it. Any good thing, any positive thing, especially in these times, let's go out and grab it like Yaakov, grab the blessing. Even if it seems silly, even if it seems crazy in the midst of all of this mishugas that we call a pandemic, let's take it. Let's take what's ours because there are so many brachos that are there for the taking. And Amir Hashem, when we could take those and God willing, see the light as Rosh Chodesh Kislev is upon us and see Rafua and Geula speedily, speedily in our days. Yesh koch, everyone. Thank you so much. You're very welcome.